That means at 8:22, it's time for Greg Russell of Movie Show.
Plus.
I can really tell the delay for when you can actually hear me, Dana, but I really appreciate the support. And Dana Clark is here alongside us virtually, all of us, and Greg Russell, the proprietor of the Russell Brothers Tours of the City of Detroit, which is a tour that I can't wait for the whole team to be on in the days ahead. We haven't set a time with that. It was John McCandless who bought that, and our old friend John McCandless, who used to be with the Toyota and a great sponsor of the military and the wonderful military kind of not rest areas. I'm not sure how to call it, out at the airport. Those are wonderful places out there. Anyway, so we've got some movies. But you know what came to my mind really quickly? I wanted to say Ted Lasso, I think, is spectacular, and people would love that. But I don't know if it has the new season begun yet.
July. Oh.
Okay. In July.
July.
And what? And, and Dana, what's that on? Is that on
Apple Plus? Apple Plus.
Plus. Because people ask me. And then somebody just told me they were based on my suggestion a long time ago. I saw a film called Love Actually. And though it's kind of thought of as a Christmas film, but here's the problem. This is the problem in my life. Most of the films I used to see would be on airplanes because I traveled so much. So I saw Love Actually on a plane and couldn't wait to come back on the air that following Monday to say, I just saw the greatest film, gather the family around. It's a spectacular Christmas film called Love Actually. You're going to love it. And so that night, I went online to watch it again after watching it on the plane and after telling my listeners to watch it. And all of a sudden, I realized that the film had been heavily edited for the airplane. And there was nudity. There was nudity everywhere. And I thought, oh, my God, I just told everyone, get Grandma and Grandpa, get the kids. It's a great family film. So I've been hesitant to now actually tell anyone to watch anything. But Ted Lasso, I think, is pretty good. I don't remember if it's family-friendly or not. It's very well done. I don't think it was edited when I saw it. I still think Love Actually is a great film, and I honestly don't know why they added the nudity or why they had the nudity, because the film was great without it. But this is the world of film, so I didn't remember if I ever gave my mea culpa on that I did not know that Love Actually had all that nudity when I suggested anybody watch it.
You've been carrying that around all this time, Paul W.
I have. This, you know, this is what I do. I beat myself up. It's just amazing. And here's an example of the kinds of trouble we get in. So we say, okay, let's do this movie on Netflix called Oxygen. Hey, Brian, can you make sure you give us the audio from the film? And Brian has to tell us sheepishly, well, you know, it is a French film with subtitles.
Right.
So the audio, the audio from the film would be worthless.
And it's kind of weird. The copy that I saw, which is the one I think they are going to have on Netflix, is in English.
And did it?
Yeah, really? They did it in this really super way. Because you're right, the film was done in French. I mean, because Melanie Laurent is from France. The director, Alexandre Aja, you know, is French as well. And I kept thinking the same thing, because it's like, I usually hate reading my movies, if you know what I mean. But it was in English. And I think what happens is, she is primarily the only person in this movie. And she either went in and redubbed in English, or there were a couple of parts, I mean, very slightly, did you notice the lips were moving a different way than what the voice was? But whatever they did, it's all in English for us, folks. They know us better. It's like, we'll be going, nope.
Exactly.
No here.
All right, let's hear from the other film, The Upshaws. Are we going to hear The Upshaws?
I got to be there for my kids. My dad was no good, so it made me do some messed up stuff back in the day.
Back in the day? You did some ignorant stuff this morning.
Where you come from? No one said your name three times.
Tonight's a tonight we're going to go on Facebook and I'm going to show them the kind of life they could have had if their mama had married Dante. He's a doctor now.
Why don't you take the kids down to the animal shelter and show them the life that you could have had if you hadn't chewed through that cage?
Oh, wow.
Yep. A new series on Netflix called The Upshaws. That was Mike Epps and Brenda Sykes. Also stars Kim Fields in it. And Mike's character is this guy who, he's got a good heart, but just always seems to make the bad decisions. And when I got to talk to all of them about this, they said they were kind of making it as a throwback to shows in the past. Because Paul W. and Dana, when you were listening to Mike and Brenda go at it, didn't they sound like Fred Sanford, not Esther?
Oh, totally. Wanda Sykes.
Yeah.
Totally, yes.